What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 22nd of May. Last one of the week, you'll be glad to hear. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of me for one week. I'll be ready to hang up my podcast uniform and attitude and put it in the cupboard for the weekend. I'm not always the news reading enthusiast that I am, that seems to be so interested in what's going on in the world. I couldn't give a shit half the time, but there isn't a lot going on apart from my podcast for me at the moment, because there ain't no bars and there ain't no getting out there and having a good time. So I'm having a good time here with you, my imaginary friends, my imaginary listeners. So I've got to keep you, my imaginary friend, my imaginary listeners, entertained. Otherwise, what else, what are you going to do with yourself if I don't do that? So anyway, but you can put me away in the box for the weekend, and but make sure you're back here on Monday sharp. I don't know what time yet, because it's random what time I do these at the moment. So otherwise, so just be ready, on guard, ready for when I come back, because it's going to be just as good as what it's been every other time, which is I've set the standard. It doesn't get any better or any worse. I think it might get worse, but I think it's just like a cross between shit and good. That's what it is. Depends on where you were. What kind of day you've had as to whether you can put up with me or not. I think that's where we're going to go with that. But I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend yet. I was thinking about doing a little bit of sunbathing because it's been so nice the last couple of days. And I thought, right, I'm going to make a fucking most of getting out and getting out in the sun. But no, of course, because it's the weekend. And I've told you before, when you've been busy doing shit all week and then the weekend comes, all of a sudden, what's it say? Heatwave's going to go. 60 mile an hour winds. So I'll be sunbathing in 60 mile an hour winds. That's basically it. So I'll have to put some extra strong hair gel on, because my lockdown locks will be flying all over the show. I'll have to get it like the fucking Teddy Boy style, you know, the up bouffant's back and like solid cement like fucking hair products they use, don't they? It's almost like unmovable. It's almost like a shoe, upside down shoe on the top of their head. They could, like, you know, they could run and do a gambol or like a forward spin, land on that part of their head, that point of their hair, flip round, it's like a third foot, just keep rolling like a human wheel. Could do, but couldn't do. So anyway, but the news, what's happening? So that's the weather. I'll do the weather first, usually get the weather last, but the weather's bit shit, but we're soon going to be able to go on holiday. EasyJet are taking up flights soon. We're going to be able to go to France and 10 other places. They're not going to sell him food on there, unfortunately. So, or fortunately, because you're not going to feel so. It's very hard to buy the food on some airplanes without thinking that is a fucking rip off. It's proper small size and twice the size of any big size in the shop. Twice the price, beg your pardon. You only buy some nuts and like a really tiny pack and like the double the price of what a big pack would be in the shops. Or you buy a beer and the beer's like fucking like a thimble, but it's like price of a pub pint. Or the wine bottles. The wine bottles are like smaller than you get in like some of them mini fridges in the hotels. They're right to take you fucking take it to town. They just want your money off you, and everyone's like that because everyone's got spare change, ain't they, in the holiday? They've got the spare money and they start like, you know, spending the less what you got left of your holiday money and stuff. It's great. It's but that's holiday, isn't it? You know, that's holidays are for blowing money. Fucking nothing better than going on holiday and just spending and not giving up, especially when you go to a cheap country. Not so bad when not so good when you go to like an expensive place where you got to watch your pennies, but when you go somewhere cheap and you can just like be the lord of the manor and just go, no, it's on me, keep the change, and they need to fall over, but it's like fuck all to you, but there's like a week's wages, and you can order everything on the menu and not eat half of it if you want as well. It's great, absolutely amazing. I mean, them places are becoming very few and far between now, but you still find them. I remember I was in Laos and I fucking bought I had to change $100 notes, and I was given a rucksack full of money. That's how bad the money was there at the time. A rucksack full for $100, and I couldn't use it all. I had to sell the money. I had to become a stock exchange. I only needed $20, but they'd only change $100. So I was like, fuck, because they wanted to get rid of the money. They weren't stupid. They were like, you fucking, we've got like cupboard's full of like unusable waste shit money, so we're going to sell it to you. Anyway, so all these places are going to be opening up. We can go off. I know holidays where it's not as windy as it's going to be this weekend in Europe. What's it called? A pit, or somebody, some of you won't give a shit because you won't be going anywhere, and that's couch potatoes. But these couch potatoes that are sitting there getting fat, potatoes, a pill that stops couch potatoes for piling on the pounds could soon be on the horizon. That is just fucking, that is just shit. That is like, if you ever end up lying there taking that, you gotta have a fucking look at yourself. If you're gonna take a pill to stop you having to get up off the fucking couch and do some exercise, that's like, you know, you're gonna die on that couch. That's pretty much gonna become your coffin. You're gonna be like, you're going to keep going like that and you won't know. All of a sudden, you'll be that big fat fucker that's been airlifted out of the roof. They've had to cut a hole in your roof. They've had to, like, and they're trying to, and it'll be like, oh, he just fucking, well, this is before, unless the pill works, because you're going to be, otherwise, you're just going to be like a big fat fucker. If the pill don't work, the pill ain't going to work because you're just going to eat double or triple. So you're still fucking out eat the pill anyway. That's ridiculous, a pill that stays, you can, even like slimming pills, they're just as bad. They have like speed, they're like fucking, you know, suppress your appetite, don't they, speed, but they're fucking, you're off your nuts if you eat enough of them. I don't know how I know that, but they will go around, don't they, at school, the old fucking slimming tablets and everything. That's one of the fucking first things you find that you experiment with. Usually for kids with fat parents, obviously, that get prescribed them by the doctors. But yeah, so there you go. If you're a couch potato, a pill could stop that. But if you're a couch potato, you'd probably be too lazy to get up and go to the doctors to get the pill in the first place. So it defeats the purpose. What's it called? The only exercise is going to the door to get the takeaway for some people like that, isn't it? Anyway, but I'm not knocking lying on the sofa. That's good. I might even do it this weekend. Might have to, because there's fucking not much else going on, but I get too fidgety. I have to fucking get up and do something. Otherwise, I'll have to get up and draw a hopscotch. Anybody done that yet? Draw the hopscotch thing in the middle of the living room when you haven't been able to go out. That would have been good to play with. Hopscotch. I haven't done that since I was a kid. I wouldn't even know how to play it now. Or Twister for one. Remember Twister, the game Twister? Twister for one, that's basically breakdancing, isn't it? Because you'd have to try and keep getting to all the different spots, but you're on your own, so you'll end up fucking busting some moves. Probably busting some bones as well. Anyway, Ozzy Osbourne, talking to people who have been busting some bones. Ozzy Osbourne's been up and down in the wars the last few years, hasn't he? Cancelled his tours the last couple of tours because of illness and injury and fucking what was the one thing he had? It was a real shit injury. He got like a fucking blood blister or something on his finger. Well, he banged his finger and ended up with sepsis of the finger. And he was like on a fucking near death's door. And he got killed because of it. It was a fingernail. He ripped tear his fingernail or some shit like that. And he nearly died. So that's not fucking nice. But he's saying now, anyway, he believes in aliens. He's like me. He's a fellow Brummie as well, by the way, so he's probably seen one. They like to come to visit Birmingham, the aliens. They're never fucking mental. They're like, that, this place is fucking fun. This place, they're all nuts in this town. We'll come down and have a look. And he thinks they're down here having a look, Ozzy Osbourne. He thinks they're on Earth, walking about amongst us. So little green men. I don't know about if they're little green men. I'd have noticed them. But they'd have to look like us if they are down here. I mean, there's a lot of fucking alien-looking people, especially in Birmingham. They're normally taking the drug spice and they're hanging around the city centre and they're fucking like zombies. They're like a cross between a zombie and an alien because they're just fucking that off their nut. You don't know what the fuck they are. So that could be one of them. You could blend in with one of them very easily. You have to get yourself a tracksuit, though, and a spotty face. But yeah, so he thinks that they're down here. He watches all these Horizon shows. And he says, when you're spending hours there watching it, you're like, look. He says, what does he say? You know, he just says he believes in extraterrestrial life anyway. It's got to be in the way, and it can't just be us. It can't just be us fucking fucktards down here in the planetary system, in the solar system, in the fucking universe. Who's to say there's not another universe? Brian Cox, that's who, not Brian May. Brian May, the badger-loving ex-Queen guitarist. Or Queen guitarist. He's not really an ex, is he? They're still going. A little bit. But Brian Cox, the star astrologer. I told you, I believe him. If he says there's not another universe, then there's not another universe. Because he knows his stuff. He used to be a musician as well. But he was in a shit band. What was that band? Fucking D-Ream. They did a really shit fucking house tune that's really popular from the 90s. Things Can Only Get Better. If you don't know, Things Can Only Get Better, Brian Cox, the extra brainy guy, he was one of the, I think he was the keyboard player in that band. Anyway, Pac-Man is 40 years old. Pac-Man has been around, and it's still probably one of the fucking best games going. I can't stand, I don't really play computer games, I haven't got the time for them, but especially modern ones, but Pac-Man used to be a lot of fun. It's like fucking, it's like walking around the street, it's like the way you have to walk around the streets now under lockdown when you're trying to avoid people. You're trying to cross the street that way, go that way, round them, around the car to avoid those people who are having that bit of that bit of the pathway. It's been fucking very much like Pac-Man. And you're hoping not, you're trying to avoid something, not to catch the coronavirus, you're trying to avoid the coronavirus. And the coronavirus is the ghost chasing around after you. But yeah, Pac-Man was good. King Kong as well. What's the other one? Donkey Kong. King Kong. No, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man. Cherry Bomb. There was a Cherry Bomb one as well. That was a good one. And Shinobi, I think it was. The fucking ninja one. Proper shit graphics, but you can play them all on there's a thing you can buy and you can get them all on your telly. Maybe I'll get one of them and play with that all weekend. I can't start doing that sort of stuff. I will turn into a couch potato. I have to keep myself active, otherwise it's very easy to get into that and just fucking watch the sport. That shit program on the TV where the football results come up all day long on a Saturday. It's just the football results coming through. That is just shit boring, man. That's fucking proper. That's one of the worst things to watch. Some people can watch that for hours. They're just so interested in when a goal gets scored. They don't show anything. It's just a commentator coming on and just going, "A goal's been scored, and I'll tell you what all about it." Proper shit. It's good if you've got a bet on and you've got a fucking result and you're waiting for that goal to be scored and you're going to win a fucking few thousand quid. Then it's worth watching it. You've got some invested interest in it, yeah. What's it called? Spandau Ballet. Gary, what's his name? Tony Hadley. He's come to the rescue of a guy who had a quiz to win £5,000 on the radio. And one of the questions, the last question, it was about singers. I had to guess the name of 14 celebrities whose voices were played in a contest on Singapore's Gold 905 radio station. The last one, he got them all right, and the last one, he answered it, Tony Hadley, and he said Tony Hadley's name. And they wouldn't pay him out. They said that they're not going to pay him out because he pronounced it wrong. Because how can you pronounce Tony Hadley wrong? You can't, can you? Tony Hadley. You can't unpronounce that. It's a piece of piss to say. Even if you are fucking foreign, or, you know what I mean, if you got like a funny accent or whatever. But the guy, they wouldn't pay him the £5,000. So he's got in touch with Tony Hadley, and Tony Hadley's listened to it and gone, "No, I say that you pronounce my name perfectly right. So I think you should get the money." And they're still refusing to pay. So just goes to show that they just didn't want to fucking let somebody have the £5,000. Bullshit, isn't it? A lot of these competitions, they never want to let you have the winnings. You got to check on and make sure that you hear that of somebody that's won. Because half the time you just think, fucking, did anybody ever win any of these competitions that I enter? I do actually know somebody who won a fucking car once, one of these ones at the airport. The airport car. The tickets are like 50 quid. You just think, who the fuck buys them? 50 quid a ticket. Especially when you think nobody ever wins. That's exactly what I think. But he bought two and won the car, 90 grand. So people do win, I guess, on some. People wrongly think you can get vitamin D from fake tan or sitting indoors by the window. So all those people who think you get vitamin D or get a suntan through the window, you can't. You can if it's an open window. You can't just by the window. So you got to get out in the fresh air. So if you want to get your vitamin D this weekend, you're going to have to go and get your hair blown all over the show, because that's the only way you're going to get it, because it's going to be gale-forced vitamin D. If you... what else can you... Or you can take tablets, I suppose. But then you're getting into couch potato mode. You have to get out for it. But sitting indoors... Well, fake tan. How are you going to get it off fake tan? Oh, fuck, this is really healthy, putting on a fake tan. Double dose if you get the tan wrong. You get one of them really dark ones, you know, like that girl put on the other week, that she looked like fucking... She looked like she was blacking herself up. It was that dark. How could you produce a fake tan that dark anyway? That's like gone beyond what anybody's tan would be. It's almost like, you know, when you turn the toaster up and it's on the, and the toast goes all the different kinds of brown, but you got that burnt one at the very end, which is just burnt toast. Your fire alarm's going off and everything. That's what this fake tan colour was compared to any other tan colour. It was like almost black. Ridiculous. And it was stuck on as well. She couldn't get it off. So that was obviously the joke one. Somebody must have fucking put a joke version. Or switched it. But anyway, you can't get vitamin D from that. So you have to get out and about. The army has 100 Rastafarians and 100 more pagan worshippers. Which army? The English army. So the English army's got Rastafarians in there. I would love to see them doing the fucking exercise or the beasting, where they try to beast them and like force them to fucking do shit. They'd be like, I'll take my time if you don't mind. I'll be doing press ups in my time. You know what? And I think I'm just going to do 5. I ain't going to do 50 like you're asking. Excuse me. I'm going to do 5 and then I'm going to smoke a spliff and then I'm going to do another 5. I'll get the 50 done, but it'll be by next week. All right. I'll just be playing some reggae, as the headphones on. And just be... They'll just be enjoying themselves, but obviously not. I'm taking a piss, because if they're in the armour, you've got to do whatever the fucking rules are anyway. Now, I'm surprised Rastas would do it. They're normally like, you know, they don't want to do what other... They don't want to fucking follow the rules. They want to follow the rules of the Rasta, and that's it. Not fucking have somebody screaming in their face and, like, you know, telling you what's what. I'm surprised some of them might walk off. But anyway, they're proud. That's it. Imagine that, a fucking Rasta Rambo. Rambo doing the fucking taking on the world. Like, you know, dropped in no man's land to fucking rescue all the hostages and all that. It'd just be like, again, he wouldn't be running. It'd just be like fucking pot-shotting everybody and just relaxing, have his reggae on, his favourite song. He'll come back with all the hostages. Everybody would be dead. And he wouldn't even know how he did it, because he was moving that slow and that relaxed and enjoying himself. His spliff would be like the size of a fucking bazooka on his shoulder, behind his ear. And he would just be like, you know, come back, get all the war medals, and we'll all be celebrating his... trying to learn from him. Then the army can start... Well, we need to fucking have him as one of our trainers. Next thing you know, everybody else is all cool. Next thing you know, there's no more wars. And that's all down to Rastafarian... Anyway, the Rastafarian fucking way. Let's just call it that. Something went wrong on the screen. Anyway, I'm going to finish. Charming, isn't it? At the very end, just about to finish. Anyway, finish on one more thing. A former Chinese buffet in Colchester is being turned into a sex entertainment venue for all genders. So if you're going out for a slap-up buffet meal this weekend, which you're not because it's all closed, but when you do, want to check the small print or check the place, because I don't know which one it is. So you might turn up for your meal and you're going to get lap dancers instead, male and female, so it might float both your boats. They should have kept the buffet on at the same time. Then you could have had, like, you know, a right old party. It would have ticked a lot of boxes. You could pay by poking prawn crackers in their underwear. And if it's a fat lap dancer, they might want your fucking food more than they want your money. So there you go. Could be a cheap night out. I don't know about how they go in Colchester, whether they're high end or could be very much low end. Anyway, that's for you to find out and me to never go there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll see you again next week. See you later. Bye.